praise you. I praise Jesus, yeah, oh, I praise Jesus. Yes, I do well. I praise Jesus, yeah, well, I pray Jesus. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah now, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, well, oh, hallelujah, well, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah now, well, oh, hallelujah, oh, oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever the question is, Jesus is the answer. Whatever the problem is, Jesus is the solution. Whatever the hurt is, Jesus is the healer. Whatever the bondage is, Jesus is the liberator. For he has said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Can you say amen to that? Can you say amen to the fact that Jesus is the best friend you got? Amen. Amen. The best friend I got is Jesus. Amen. Amen. You have your personal copy. World's bestseller. I want to call your attention to the gospel according to Matthew, the chapter 7, verses 28-29. Matthew chapter 7. Verses 28-29. If you have that, say amen. Amen. And I want you to read this passage after me as I read it, and then you read after I read. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. He spake as one having authority. Let's say it again. He spake as one having authority. Thank you for the reading of the word of God by the people of God in the house of God. We began this series of messages on last Sunday, sharing the first message that he spake as one having authority. Amen. And never has a man spoken like Jesus. Amen. And we recognize the signal and unique authority by which he speaks. So we move further today in our presentation. We share the second entry or the second message about why that is important to us. Let's always remember that God the Father from heaven said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now the best way to get wisdom and understanding is to hear Jesus as he speaks with authority. The best way to position yourself in the best possible position that you could possibly be in is to listen to Jesus as he speaks as one having authority. Amen. Because nobody can speak like Christ. There have been many speakers, but there has not been a speaker that is comparable to Jesus Christ. Now, again, as Solomon said, of all you're getting, get yourself some understanding. Nothing wrong at all with getting understanding. So when we talk about authority, it is the Greek word exousia. And the word authority means the right to command, the right to enforce rules or give orders. It is the idea of to act with freedom without hindrance, able to do things. Amen. Authority has to do with being able to influence thoughts and behavior. Authority has to do with convincing force. It has to do with privilege. So when Jesus spake, he spake as one having authority. And it is relevant to us. I know we're living in 2014. I know the day is July the 20th, 2014. But what Jesus says still is relevant to us. What Jesus says is still important to us. Amen. Because we all have a lot to gain or a lot to lose in life. Amen. All of us do. I can gain a lot and I can lose a lot. And one of the best ways to make sure you don't lose and you gain is to listen to Jesus as he speaks as one having authority. Because what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and you lose your soul? What would it profit a horse if he gains the whole meadow and loses his legs? What would it profit a bird if he gains the whole sky and loses his wings? What would it profit a fish if he gains the whole sea and he loses his fin? What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? And without the salvation of God, we will surely lose our souls. The only way we don't, and let's be clear on this, that the only way we don't lose our souls, we accept, we embrace the salvation that only God can provide. Amen. And I just don't want to miss what the Lord is offering me. Yes, amen. Now, I get excited about a check in the mail, but I'm more excited about what the Lord offered me. Is that all right? I get excited about a raise, but I'm still more excited about what the Lord has to offer me. And so this morning, I want you to see two ideas, my dear brothers and sisters. Number one, I want you to see that he spoke with compelling and convincing power. He spoke with compelling and convincing power. And then secondly, I want you to see he spoke with authority about attitude and about influence. Everybody has an attitude, maybe good or bad. Sometimes the young folks said, he got an attitude. And the ones who saying it got an attitude. Is that all right? But he spoke as one having authority about attitude as well as influence. There have been many speakers, but never spake man like this man. The Hebrew writer said, God, who in sundry times and divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, by whom also he made the worlds, and he hath appointed him heir of all things. The heavens open up And the dove descended while Christ was in the midst of the Jordan River dripping from the waters of baptism. And a voice said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." Because never spake man just something about the way he said his words. He didn't speak as the writers or the scribes or the teachers of the law. If anybody who's right on religion is Jesus. Did you get that, my dear brothers and sisters? If anybody is right on religion, it's Jesus. If anybody is right on heaven and hell, it's Jesus. For he spoke as one. And I have so much trust and confidence in the man, I'm putting my whole soul in his hand. I'm putting my whole future in his hand. I was talking to somebody. Well, Mars, what if Jesus ain't the one? I said, well, I'm just messed up. I'm just messed up if he ain't the one, because I'm putting all of my hope on Jesus. He's a man that died on the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary. And he said, "You tear down this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it up again." He got up from the grave with the keys of death and hell swinging around his waist. Stood on resurrection ground, and he said, "I am he that once was dead, but I'm alive forevermore." I trust the man. Don't you trust him? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. I wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock. I stand all of the ground. Philosophy, world religions, denominationalism, all of the ground. Put it on Jesus. You're in good hand with Jesus. Like a good neighbor, Jesus is there. Is that all right? He's better than the Eveready Bonnet. He keeps going and going and going and saving and saving and saving. He's better than time that he took a licking and kept right on ticking. Is that all right? It's in a class all by himself. His words are so powerful and so compelling and so convincing. When he spoke worlds into existence. But we can't explain that. How can you can just speak and things come into existence? The Bible says in Psalm 33, 6 and 9, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He spake and it was. He commanded and it stood fast. His words are so convincing and compelling that crippled legs walking, twisted limbs straighten at his touch. His words are so compelling that dead folks, when they heard his voice, got up. Yes, sir. One day he's coming back and he's going to speak. And all the graves in Elmwood going to open up. All the graves in Valhalla going to open up. When he speaks, graves are going to open up. Is that all right? Lazarus had been dead for 4 days and he didn't go in there and get him. He called him out of there. And Brother Keeper said if he hadn't called Lazarus by name, every dead man in that valley would have got up. Praise God. Is that all right? His words are so convincing and so compelling. Demons must release their strongholds and release the captives and set the captives free. Amen. Because his words are in a class all by themselves. Is that all right? So if you really want to move to the next, in fact, so many people today are on the wrong road and so lost. So many people so lost today. So many people turn in the wrong directions, don't know which way to go. And the only way you could ever live up to your highest potential, please hear this, you must hear the words of Jesus. The only way you can make it, you must hear the words of Jesus. Because the reality is, all of us need Jesus, because here's the bad news, because all of us have sinned and fallen. It's not y'all have sinned, it's all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And because God is just, he judges all sinners impartially. God don't like you anymore than he like me. He doesn't like me anymore than he like you. Amen. And as a result, because he's just, there's wrath and punishment coming upon every sinner. The wrath of God. We don't hear much about that, but that's the gospel. God punishes sinners. To die in your sin, where Jesus is, you can't go. It ain't about whether you're black or white. It ain't about color. It's about sin, not skin. Not about race, about grace. Is that all right? But because God is good, God has provided a way. He has a universal gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Everybody needs to hear the gospel. Young folks, rappers need to hear the gospel. Baseball players need to hear the gospel. Politicians showing up need to hear it. Is that all right? Judges need to hear it. Teachers need to hear it. Is that all right? Mayors need to hear it. Young folks need to hear it. It's a universal gospel. And God has, he's so good. And God, don't you ever doubt that God is good. Oh, the Lord is showing up good. I know bad things happen, but God's still good. I know that plane got shot out of the sky and people perished, but I'm still standing here saying God is still good. I know the economy may be tanking, but I'm still telling you he's good. He's still good. He's still got the whole world in his hand. And I trust him. I believe he knows what he's doing. I don't think he's confused about what he needs to do. I don't think God is under no pressure. Amen. Because he's so good, he's offered a way. His son died for you. Ain't that good news? You got some folks won't lend you no money. Praise God. How many folks you know will lend you some money? Y'all didn't say that. I guess y'all don't know nobody. Praise God. Is that all right? Amen. But his son died for you. He died for me. Amen. And he offers us a way to be saved. Ain't that good news? That one day you, when you die, when it's all over, because one day you're going to die. Amen. If you don't die, the world not going to last forever. And you ain't going to last forever. I'm not going to last forever. I face that. Amen. But when I die, I want to be able to go to heaven. Live in glory. God is so good, he fixed a way where I could go. And it's only through Jesus Christ. But you got to hear him. If you want to be saved, you got to hear him. You can't ignore him. You got to hear him. Is that all right? Amen. His words are so compelling and so convincing. And then Jesus attracted people. Amen. Here's my final idea. I'm going to talk about how he speaks with authority on attitude and influence. But you know, Jesus, Brother West, had a magnetic personality. Brother Wyatt, Brother Rutledge read so beautifully. how in Matthew chapter 5 that great multitudes followed him. He attracted, that was a personal magnetism about him. He attracted people. Wherever he went, people were there because there was something about that man, Jesus. And he's been gone over 2,000 years and he still attracts us. We still sing about his name. We still worship him. We still call him Lord. Because he attracts people. Amen. When he moved to that mountain, great multitudes, whole bunch of folks were there. Because he attracts people. And the question is, has he attracted you? You might see a girl, she looking good to you, and you say, ooh wee. Is that all right? You might see a young man, he looks good to you, you attracted, right? Well, he attracted people. The text says when he went, when he saw the crowd, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, that was when he seated himself. Because during biblical times, the preacher sat down, the folks stood up. So y'all stand up and let me sit down. We done changed that. I don't know when we changed it. but it's been changed. Is that all right? When he was set, the disciples came to him. And then he opened his mouth and he talked them. Because he had something weighty to say to them. How many want to be blessed today? Amen. Do you know the one person that can tell you how to really be blessed is Jesus? Amen. Let's think about the word blessed. He said in Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit. Well, let's analyze the word blessed. The word blessed, Matthew 5:1-12, is what scholars call the Beatitudes. Beatitude is a Latin word. And it means two definitions. Let me give you two definitions. Number one, it means heavenly happiness. It means that when we get to heaven, we're going to live in an eternal state of supreme happiness and serenity. You multiply the happiest day of your life, and that's going to be your state permanently in heaven. You're never going to cry in heaven. He's going to wipe all tears away. You're never going to age in heaven. You're not going to need Advil, Motrin, Bengay, hello, lower tabs. You ain't going to need that. You won't need a security system or an alarm system on your house because nobody's going to break in. Amen. So you're going to a perfect world. You're going to live in the very midst of God. Yes, there won't be a need for the sun. But the glory of God did lighten it. Yes, sir. God and the Lamb is the light thereof. So God going to put the sun out of bed. Because think about it. One had to be greater than the sun to make the sun. You just think about that for a moment. And all these smart folk, tell me how that sun got up in that sky. Amen. And how it shines and shines. And how when you go outside, you need to go outside in that sunlight to get some vitamin D in your body. Preach, Moss. Is that all right? Because you need that to be healthy. Is that right? Well, but also, blessed means to be A state of serenity. How many people today, how much did you worry last week? How much you worrying today? How frustrated were you? How anxious were you? How much peace did you have? Blessed means an inner quality. You see, sometimes you can be blessed and ain't got no money. Y'all don't believe that, do you? You see, if it was all about money, rich folks would never die. But guess what? Rich folks die too. So money can't answer all things. Money can't buy you salvation. Amen? So, but not only does it mean that, blessed means happy. How many want to be happy? You better listen to Jesus. Blessed means fortunate. Blessed means God approved. So when he went to the mountain, when he had seated himself, he opened his mouth, and the first thing he talked about was attitude. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. You got to get your heart. God know whether your heart is right or whether your heart is wrong. Amen. The first thing he talked about was attitude. If you want to be happy, the first thing you got to get straightened out is your attitude. So there was two psychiatrists walking down the hall one morning, and one said, good morning. He said, what's good about it? There's something wrong with that attitude. Is that all right? First thing he said, blessed, happy, fortunate, God approved. Serene are those who are poor in spirit. That means the people who recognize how much I need the Lord, how much I need the church, how much I need the kingdom of God. Some folk think they don't need the church. They think they need the ABC store. Y'all better come on talk to me. Oh Lord, what we gonna do if the ABC store go out of business? Oh my goodness, what we gonna do? Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs. When you recognize how much you need God and how much you need the gospel and how much you need Jesus Christ, you're blessed. And I tell you, it was a turning point in my life when me, as a young African-American man at the age of 22, had been going to church, playing church games. Would sometime go to church to look at the prettiest girls. See what kind of dresses they had on. Oh yeah. Go to church, try to get my rap on. Amen. Wasn't going about no Jesus. I'm going about them girls. Some of y'all still doing that. Amen. But when I realized how much I needed Jesus. I was a young man when I realized that. And at some point, you got to realize how much you need the gospel. And how much you need salvation. And how poor you are without it. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Then the second thing he talked about, he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That is, people who have who are disturbed. How many can commit sin and it doesn't even bother you? Lie and cheat it don't even bother you. Ruin somebody's name doesn't even bother you. I heard a story about a guy, I don't believe it's true. He said this guy, he owed the Internal Revenue some money. And wrote a letter with a $5,000 check and said to the Internal Revenue Service, my conscience bothered me, so I'm submitting $5,000. If it keeps bothering me, I'll send the rest. Now, I don't believe you do that with the Internal Revenue. I don't think you play with them like that. Is that all right? But how many are disturbed about your sin, sensitive to your sin? The Bible says, godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. Jesus said, you are happy if your sin disturbs you. Amen. Brother Sperling said it right. God is so good, if you confess your sin, he'll forgive you. Why in the world would you live in your sin when the Lord is ready to forgive you? Amen. But you got to have a consciousness. And Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn. And then he said, blessed are the meek. That are the people who have power brought under control, who's not out of control, who's not wild, who's not buck wild. Amen. But meekness is a gentle spirit. It literally means power brought under control. Your life can never be what it wants to be if you are out of control. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That means that the people who are under control, they live in this world for the right purpose. There's a real purpose to your life. And it ain't for you to be out of control. My daughter Tracy Moss, we had a Brother Spiller and I and Brother Wild, we were in an open forum with our young people. And I raised the question, how do you know when your life is broken? And my daughter Tracy said, when you're out of control. And let me tell you something, if you're out of control, your life is broken. Jesus said, blessed are the meek. If you're spending more money, spending money you don't have, buying things you don't need to impress people you don't like, your life is out of control. Amen. I got to admit, Marilyn, I think I got out of control this birthday weekend. Lord, I ate so much cake. I knew better than that. They kept buying my ice cream wide and I kept eating it. Out of control. Yeah. Got to get back in because I can't keep doing that. No, sir. I'm 60 now. Stuff you did at 30, you can't do at 60. Yeah. Is that all right? And then he said, watch it. Then he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Jesus said, you're happy if you want to do what's right. You may know what your body needs, but do you know what your soul needs? My body needs food and drink, but my soul needs the bread of life. My soul needs living water. Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And not being right any kind of way. You want the righteousness that's in this Bible. You don't accept a man-made religion if it goes against the Bible. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And then he said, blessed are the merciful. Somebody can show some mercy. If you can have a little mercy in you. I remember a cupcake. I was a younger preacher. And I was talking with a Baptist preacher one day. We had a discussion, and I was giving all my scriptures and all my logic. And he said something to me I never forgot to this day. He said, preacher, you know the Bible, but you ain't got no mercy in your heart. That stung me. Because you got to have some mercy in your heart. How many folks got mercy in their heart? Willing to help somebody besides you? Under the Jews saw mercy as two things. Number one, the forgiveness of injuries, and also almsgiving. You make a lot of money, how merciful are you with it? Hello? You know the time when folks need you the most is when you the tightest. You ever notice that? When you say, well, I'm child, I'm finna go to bed, the phone rang. And part of my ministry, you know, the phone rang one night about 11 o'clock, had an emergency. I went to the people's house, didn't leave at 7 o'clock the next morning. These Christian folks I'm talking to now, trying to keep the police out of there. I ain't telling y'all who it was. That's all I'm going to tell you. Is that all right? And then he said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And then he said, blessed are the pure in heart. These are the people who are not playing religious games. You got to get your heart right. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is, they will possess God. God looks at your heart. You say you want to be happy? That's what you told me earlier. You want to be happy. Here's the way. And then he said, blessed are the peacemakers. Not the peace breakers, the peacemakers. You know, some stuff you hear, you can't tell everything you hear. Somebody tell you something, you know it's gonna upset somebody and create a situation, and you can't run, you rushing to tell it. Boop, 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 boop. And you know if you tell it, you know it's gonna be an explosion. We gotta work to try to help people get along. You can't tell everything. Some stuff you got to keep to yourself. Some stuff between you and Jesus. And some stuff you better not tell nobody but Jesus. Is that all right? Blessed are the peacemakers, those who strive and work to not pour verbal gasoline on simmering fires, but who are striving to try to bring out the best in people. And then he said, blessed are the persecuted. And if you're a Christian, you're going to suffer persecution. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That means the hard press, pursued. People may talk about you, call you out your name, lie on you. I've been lied on, yeah. But I'm still here. I put Wyatt and them sung, remember? Wyatt and Patrice sung that. I still remember that, Wyatt. Right. I'm trying to learn that song where I can sing. Amen? Amen? It's better to suffer as a Christian than to suffer as a wrongdoer. Don't, we've gotten to a point now we don't want to suffer. But suffering is part of the legacy of Christianity. Amen. 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 Blessed are the persecuted, for great is your reward. Sabrina, you got a great reward in heaven, young lady. Don't miss that. And then let me tell you this, and I'm gonna quit. He talked about influence. Now, if you internalize the Beatitudes, then that makes you. You see, sometimes it's not always you gotta do something to be blessed. Sometimes you gotta be something to be blessed. I think I said something right there. It's not always what you do. It's sometimes what you are. And then he said, if I internalize the beatitude or the attitude of the beatitudes, if I'm poor in spirit, if I mourn over my sin, if I'm meek, if I hunger and thirst after righteousness, if I'm merciful, if I'm a peacemaker, then Jesus said, you become the salt of the earth. That's influence. How much influence do we have? And he warned us about the wrong kind of influence. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Look out for the wrong folks trying to influence you. Amen. Amen. Evil companions is corrupt good manners. Young men, my young brothers, you can't hang out with everybody. You can't hang out with them boys who want to rob and steal and kill. You going to roll with us, dog? No, dog, I can't hang. No, dog, I'm going to be a puppet, man. I'm going to get on the porch. That all right? I ain't going to roll with you. We went over to Bethesda Church of Christ, a young man preacher's son. Got with the wrong folks. Amen. Wound up killing a man, trying to get money. Kill a man. Sister Johnson wound up on death row. And the state of Texas executed him. He's no longer here. Amen. He got with the wrong crowd. All of us are influencing somebody or being influenced. Brother Harris talked about it in the Sunday school. You influencing somebody. Somebody watching you. Somebody's watching you. Is that all right? So Jesus said, if you internalize poor in spirit, mourn over your sin, meekness, hunger, thirst after righteousness, pure in heart, peacemaker, pure in heart, then you become the salt of the earth. Can't you see how the world is deteriorating? Can't you see how the world is heading so wrong? Don't you know it's our job to prevent it? You are the salt of the earth. The salt was to preserve and to save, to prevent corruption and deterioration. You're the salt. You can't go along with what they say. But today I was out there on the tennis court. They brought the beer. And Lord, no, they want to get me to drink a beer. Moss, you want a beer? No. Why not? I don't drink beer. You can just drink one. No, I ain't drinking now. I won't be a sipping saint. Y'all getting quiet on me in here. Yeah, y'all getting mighty quiet. Blessed, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Jackie, you are the light of the world. Girl, did you know that? You know it now, precious. Bernice, you're the light of the world. So many folks in darkness. They can only see their way through the light that comes through you. You are a city set on a hill. That's what Jesus said about you. You can't be hid. The world may not like Christians, may not want Christians, but it sure needs us. Amen. Because of our influence with God and with people, we're saving this world. Amen. Did you know that? You think God is preserving this world for evil people? God is saving this world for his people's sake. Amen. I'm going to tell you again, you are the salt of the earth. But if you lose your influence, it's like salt that's lost its savor. It's good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Amen. Sister Johnson, you're the light of the world. Somebody's watching you. And when they see you, and they see, why you go to church every Sunday, I give you a chance to talk about your faith. Why are you so happy? Why you don't seem to be disturbed? Because I got a relationship. Jesus Christ is living in me. Right now. The life, but I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He spoke as one having authority. How many want to succeed as a Christian? You want to succeed? Let me give you three reasons why some people fail, and then I'm going to close out. I'm going to give you three reasons why some people fail as Christians. Three reasons. Number one, people fail. Well, during Jesus' time, people did three things. Number one, they denied him. They denied him. You ever had somebody you thought was your friend deny you? Somebody you thought had your back didn't have it? That ever happened to you? Ever had somebody you thought you could count on, you couldn't count on? I told you this story how me and my brother Curtis started a fight. And the man, me and Curtis whooped the boy down. We're going to be bad. Walk by the boy house. That boy running home. We had whooped him good. He running. Went in there. We got our chest stuck out. Got the pimp walk. Brother Earl, that door open. About 10 of them come out of there. And I mean, they whooped me and Curtis to a fairly well. We got a whooping that day. West, as we walked up the hill, my so-called boys, West, they said, man, we would have helped you, but it was too many of them. What do I need with a friend like that? I'd have helped you, but it was. And then one day, I just threw this in since I'm over here. One of the same one went to help me. I saw him getting a whooping. I just looked at him. He got beat down. I didn't lift my hand. Was that? That was just being mean, wasn't it? But I sure wasn't finna help him. But thank God I've grown since then. The Lord done saved me now. All right, I've been saved, y'all. Jesus done saved me. Amen. Can you say amen that I've been saved? Amen. And then a second reason why people fail, they disobeyed him. They disobeyed him. And you're not going to succeed as a Christian if you disobey the Lord. Amen. You got to obey him, right? And then number three, the reason why they failed, they deserted him. Three reasons. They denied him. They disobeyed him. They deserted him. And I'm saying today that if you deny him, you'll never succeed as a Christian. When you be around people who don't like Christianity, you got to stand up for the Lord. Amen. And let them know I'm loud and I'm proud. And I'm standing for Jesus. Is that all right? And then you got to make it your habit to obey him. Amen. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience through the thing which he suffered, being then made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Yes, sir. I got to obey him. And then number three, don't desert him. Some people who've been baptized into Christ have left here, and they're not serving him. And I'm telling you, he speaks as one having authority. Ain't that good news? Can't nobody speak like Jesus. Did you hear me, church? I said, can't nobody speak like Jesus. Well, I'm closing now. I'm going to my seat. But let me tell you that Jesus Christ is in a class all by himself. I see him wide. I see him going to the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth And he spoke to them as one having authority. When I see him finishing his sermon wide, he said, the people were astounded by his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority. Is that all right? Can't nobody speak like Jesus. Can't nobody preach like Jesus. Can't nobody teach like Jesus. Is that all right? Great God Almighty, if anybody can tell me how to be all I need to be, it's Jesus. Is that all right? If anybody can show me that I'm the light of the world, it's Jesus Christ. Is that all right? If anybody can show me I'm the salt of the earth, it's Jesus Christ. Is that all right? If anybody can show me I'm a city set on a hill that cannot be hid, it is Jesus Christ. Is that all right? He's in a class all by himself. And since I am a Christian, is that all right? I ought to lift up Jesus. Let my light so shine before men that they may see my good works and glorify my Father which is in heaven. Is that all right? Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even the Son of Man must be lifted up on the cross. Is that all right? So I ought to, while I'm living in 2014, I ought to lift up Jesus. Is that all right? Lift him up by living as a Christian ought. Is that all right? Lift him up. You'll see he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Is that all right? Lift him up. You'll see he's the Good Shepherd. Is that all right? Lift him up. You'll see he's the bread of life. Lift him up. You'll see he's the way. He's the truth and the life. Lift him up. You'll see he's the resurrection and he is the life. Is that all right? Lift him up. You'll see he's bread when you're hungry. Water when you're thirsty. Is that all right? Lift him up. You'll see he's Mary's baby. Lift him up. You'll see he's the champion of Mount Calvary. Is that all right? Lift him up. You'll see he's Alpha and Omega. Lift him up. You'll see he's the beginning and the end. Oh, I tell you, the rain may fall, but lift him up. The wind may blow, but lift him up. Sweeping, swirling, flood waters may rise. Oh, but lift him up. Is that all right? Because can't nobody do me like Jesus. Jesus, can anybody say, Jesus is all the world to me. My life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him, I said without him. Oh, y'all, I said without him, I would fall. When I'm sad, to him I go. No other friend, Yvonne, can cheer me so, sweetheart. Bless your heart. When I'm sad, great God Almighty, he makes me glad. Oh, he's. I don't think y'all heard that. He's. I wish somebody know what he is. He is. He's my friend. Brother Sperling's favorite song is, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. What? No. Not one. Jesus knows all about our. About your what? He will guide till the. That's what I thought. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. And I told you earlier, if he ain't the one cupcake, I'm just messed up. I ain't changing. I'm gonna die in Christ. Stand on your feet, beloved. Would you stand, please? Happy is the man who's got the right attitude. Happy is the man who knows what to do and does it. Happy is the man who has not seen Jesus Christ yet believes in him. Happy is the man that dies in the Lord. One day you got to die. Just go and die in the Lord. Is that all right? Because whether you know it or not, the people who died in the Lord, they're all right. They are happier than they ever been. Amen. and they're pulling for us. Amen. So this morning, anybody want to hear what the man who calmed the waters has to say? Jesus, the dome of all vocal grandeur. Something about that name, ain't it? There's a song called Something About the Name of Jesus. Oh, how I love to call his name. And the beauty of it is you can accept him as your Savior by faith in him as the Son of God. Repentance of your sins, confession, and being baptized or immersed in water. Yes, you can't be sprinkled. You got to be baptized in order to be saved. That's what the New Testament teaches. It ain't what Wide say or Maul say. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen. We got conclusive, compelling, preponderant evidence, as Sister Sperling would say, to prove that you have to be baptized. And when you're baptized, the Lord adds you to the church. What church? The one he promised to build. What church? The one you read about in the Bible. That's the church the Lord adds you to. Is that all right? Because he spoke as one having. If you're a Christian today and you're not living right, I got some good news for you. You can make that right. Amen. Some of y'all this morning need to get prayer. It's prayer time. Don't leave here this morning without the church praying, but it's prayer time right now. You need some help. You had a tough week. You need some help. You're facing some challenges. You need some help this morning. I know I do. Amen. Without you, Lord, I can't make it. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. But what do I do, Brother Moss? I'm a Christian. You repent, you confess, and you pray, and the Lord will forgive you. He's faithful and just to forgive you. Ain't that good news? Yes, Lord, ain't that good news? There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. I'm a singing, no. Singing, no, you know Jesus all about. I'm telling you that he till the day. Oh, well, there's not a friend like the lowly. Come on now. I'm a singing, no, singing. Well, you.